Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Tim.
Welcome to Much Ado About Some Shit, where every week, Raimi tries to talk me into watching garbage television.
Nonsense.
By walking me through some amount of a garbage show.
Yeah.
What are we doing today, Raimi?
We're not going to move Vanderpump Rules. We have a lot of that to get through, so.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to finish Claim to Fame, though, right?
Couple to Thruple, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for reading my mind. Okay.
Couple to Thruple is going to be one episode. It's going to be our finale.
Okay.
So that we just, at least season ends on a not cliffhanger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because Vanderpump Rules season does not align with our own season two.
No.
We'll get the timing of these things down a little bit more for season three. Uh-huh. Thanks.
We'll have things together.
We're learning.
Are you ready?
No.
Do you remember anything?
I'm mad at everyone and everything's stupid.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anne wants to be Ariana's assistant instead
correct.
Of the worms.
Correct.
Everybody has accepted the worm back into their life except for Katie. Uh-huh, I am unexpectedly rooting for Katie. And then big stupid face walked in.
Jax.
Yep.
We got there.
Yeah. And it was like, ooh, he has another show. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. The Peacock keeps recommending it to me. It just keeps like playing the first episode. And I'm like, no.
No.
I didn't ask for this.
No.
Don't give me this crap.
We don't, okay, I don't like any reality TV shows. Jax can get fucked. Like, I legitimately don't want to support him in any way, shape, or form.
Same.
So, no plans to cover that presently, because, yikes. Guys, we put up with a lot of nonsense from reality TV, but they were taken off air for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
Just keep it that way, please.
Yep.
So, a big bombshell that we dropped last episode was that Schwartz told Lala about
other Tom. No, that Tom.
Schwartz.
Sorry. I got them mixed up
the
for
Toms
a second.
Are confusing.
They are. Schwartz made out with Sheener.
Uh-huh.
Like a million years ago.
10 years prior.
Yeah.
In Vegas,
when he and Katie were together.
Yes.
And Lala immediately, the tattletale that she is, immediately ran to go tell Katie, and Katie was like, okay? Because they're already divorced.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
She already doesn't like or want to deal with him. What's this going to do?
She legally said, get me away from this.
Yeah. And isn't hanging out with him since they are on opposite sides of the cast photo.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know what Lala thought this would accomplish.
It's very strange.
Lala is strange.
Well, yeah.
Tinky Winky just out here doing her own thing and nobody understands.
So we talked about that, which is important context for the first thing we're going to talk about in this episode, which is while Ariana, Lala, and Katie are talking about the Sheena and Schwartz makeout in Vegas, the worm comes up and asks Ariana if she got the email about the house. And Ariana is just like, my lawyer has it. My lawyer will deal with it.
Correct.
Yeah. It's great.
Worm, please don't address her directly. Please go through her assistant.
Yeah.
Who you happen to pay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. All right. Continuing. Katie then confronts Sheena about making out with Schwartz. And Sheena claims that Schwartz pulled her aside and kissed her. And Sheena was like, what are you doing? Like, I just got engaged. You're with Katie. Like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena just kind of wanted to forget about it.
Okay.
That's Sheena's claim.
Okay. It could be the truth. I'm not very inclined towards Sheena right now.
I mean, Katie is also very unsure if she can trust Sheena with this.
Well, I don't trust Sheena because it's all about her. Uh-huh. Always. And, well, I guess I just don't care. Anyway.
The next part of this that I have down is just a note from me.
Okay.
Because I find it really suspicious that Lala told this to Katie right after they made up. And said that Lala and Sheena were close. Like, Lala said that Lala and Sheena were close, but didn't want to let Sheena paint the perfect picture about the whole Schwartz situation. Like, that's why she told Katie immediately instead of talking to Sheena.
Lala has a history of doing this.
Yeah.
Like, the second she finds anything out, she immediately runs to tell one of the affected parties.
Yeah.
Regardless of any further details / it not being either relevant or anything she needs to concern herself with.
Yeah.
Like, this is just what she does. She's a shit stirrer.
Yeah. Yep.
Why? She's on reality TV. What the fuck do we expect?
It's very true. I find that a very fun fact, too, because with Jax Taylor being back in the public eye, unfortunately, he also has claimed recently that back in the day he slept with Lindsay Lohan.
Bullshit.
Right? Like, what? Jax, like, is the type, like, of person who said that immediately.
Right? Not to mention mid-meth or...
Right?
Like, because she hit a low point where maybe... She's doing well now. We are proud,
so
of, her.
Proud of her.
She is doing awesome. Mm-hmm. Good job, Lindsay.
Yes.
There was a low point where maybe. But also, he absolutely would have fucking plastered that all over the city.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter if he was freshly married or not. He doesn't give a shit about his wife.
Oh, no, not one bit.
Uh-uh.
That's a whole other thing. Sorry.
I can't get into it.
Yeah.
To see my rants about Jax, please refer to prior seasons that we've covered of this show.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, bye. I need to not go back there.
Okay, let's focus our attention back on the worm.
Refocusing to the other shit man.
Throw the whole man away. Tom, like, invites Lala over to the house to do this, like, weird therapy. It's not, like, a regular therapy. It's like a screaming therapy.
Is Ariana home during scream therapy?
Good question.
Because
that
sounds like a roommate from hell situation.
Seriously. Well, okay. So I love this scene so much. It's so weird. Because Lala walks in and she's like, so Tom invites her over. And Lala is like, that sounds like a lot. I'm not there with you.
Yeah.
But I'll come over, like, after, and we can talk or hang out.
Sure. Yuck, but I mean, yeah, extract yourself from that weirdness.
Whatever the hell that is. But she walks in right before it ends completely, and it is Tom Sandoval laying down on the floor with, like, a pillow under his neck, and he's wearing, like, an eye mask, like a blackout eye mask, and there's a man sitting at his feet with a laptop, and he's like, okay, You're gonna breathe in and breathe in. Like, hyperventilation breathing. And he's just, like, doing something on the laptop, too. It's wild. And he's like, okay, and scream. Let it out. And Tom Sandoval screams. And the man comes over with a pillow in his hand and, like, puts it on Tom's chest and, like, holds him down to the floor. It's weird. It's real weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. All right.
And Lala stays instead of flipping a U.E.
Yeah, I would have quick melt face. Like, this seems like a bad time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. It's weird.
I guess he did warn her this would be happening, and she got there early. I would have given it a good 40-minute buffer window.
Okay, And I do regular therapy. Well, yeah. Okay, I do EMDR, which is a fun thing.
Regular therapy.
Like, I tell people, if we have anything going on, depending on what it is, I will see you 5:30 at the earliest.
Yeah.
Which is a good half hour after my therapy is supposed to end.
Uh-huh.
And we actually ended a good, like, 5 to 10 minutes prior to that.
Sure.
So I have ample time to get myself together. So.
Yep.
Buffer
windows.
Yeah.
They're important.
Like, so while Lala and the worm have a fun little conversation, and Lala basically points out that Worm never reached out to her while she was having a rough time.
Because it's all about all of them.
Lala.
All of their friends are like, well, really, this is about me.
Uh-huh. But how is this going to affect Sheena?
Yeah. Cut from the same cloth.
He apologizes, but it's not a very good, like, I am sorry that I did that. It's like an I am sorry that
you feel that way.
You feel that way, yeah.
I've said those words before, but that's not when I'm sorry. It's usually when I'm in a customer-facing position and the person's a dick. I'm like, sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, I can't do anything.
Yep, I don't care.
And I don't want to.
And I'm specifically not going to help you because you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
Approach with kindness and they'll help you out. If you approach like a dick, I'm going to do everything to not help you.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah. And then Lala apologizes for, like, projecting her hurt from straight men onto the worm. It's weird.
You're not projecting. He did a terrible thing and revealed himself as a bad person.
But in her mind, she's like, I'm treating you poorly because...
Because you're a terrible person.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Bullies, guys.
Then we have a fun little scene of Katie and Ariana roasting Schwartz for Sheena and Joe for being involved with them.
Roasting.
So because Katie and Ariana make fun of Schwartz for the people that he dates.
Sure.
Makes out with, whatever. So Brock decides that it's a good idea to tell Schwartz that Katie fucked Schwartz's friend earlier that week. It's weird.
Why?
Yeah.
They're divorced.
This person also happens to be the racist Max Boyens, who was kicked off of Vanderpump Rules.
I have no recollection of him, so he did not last
one
long.
Season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katie, don't fuck racists. Let them be incels.
I would think you would know better.
That's disappointing. Really trying to be on your side, making it real hard. Brock fucking snitches good stitches.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you want from me?
It's so weird. We're going to get into it. First, I just have to talk about how the whole gang is at Sir. James is DJing.
Yeah.
And Ariana is there, and the worm brings a girl that he went on a date with earlier that day.
That he paid. Pardon me, something in my throat.
I mean, she is on an episode, so she's production paid. Should pay her. Tom can't pay her, obviously.
Obviously.
Tom took her on a date earlier that day. Do you want to guess what the date was?
I have no idea.
Bowling. The date was bowling.
I'm sorry. Is this a 13-year-old's birthday party? Look, I know a lot of adults enjoy bowling.
Yes.
That is not the thing.
As like a first date.
As like a first date.
Yeah. That's like a 9-10... That's when you're letting out your corny side.
Yeah, that's that. I think I went on a first date to bowling when I was 12.
Wild.
And that was because we were awkward little 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And we were dating.
Yeah.
It doesn't count when you're 12.
I was
like,
gonna say,
we held hands.
Right. Was there, were your parents, either of your parents there?
Probably, yeah, in the background. Cool. I don't remember it well. I was 12.
That's fair. Well, your parents had something else to do at the Halloween alley.
Yeah, you know, they probably
and it's
drank.
Not going to a stupid fucking kids movie.
Yeah.
So, anyway, sorry for anybody who loves bowling, but we're going to dunk on bowling.
Okay, if it's like a shared enthusiasm,
yeah.
Hell yeah, good first date. These two, I have a feeling no.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 40-year-old man with a 25-year-old woman.
Yeah, that sounds like babysitting is what that sounds like.
It's probably her babysitting him, though.
Well, correct.
Honest.
And I don't mean to dunk on age gaps, because, like, plenty of people can make it work. I'm dunking on him. It's all him.
Yeah.
Fuck him and everything he does.
He's
anyway.
Bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will judge everything he does because it is him doing it.
Yes.
When decent people do these things, no judgment.
So, because everybody is at Sir, Ariana runs into the Worm's new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Arihanna warns her.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, do you want to get cheated on after 10 years?
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At one point, Arihanna asks, like, how old are you? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm like 25. And Arihanna is like, you know he's 40, right? It's so good.
You know he doesn't have any money, right?
Like, the only people he pays are his band.
Yep.
That he pays to play for him. That's it. That's it. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Okay, so back to the fun Brock telling Schwartz that Katie hooked up with his bestie Max.
Yeah.
So Sheena gets, like, really upset at Brock for telling him.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, Brock?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Which is fair. But, like, she's, like, really upset about it.
I mean, again, it's, like, why does it matter? They're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes Max a shitty friend, but that's, you know, well,
again,
I mean.
Again, at the same time, they're divorced.
They're divorced.
Okay, you hooked up with my ex-wife.
I mean, Sheena did.
That's
Sheena
shitty, but guess what? We're divorced.
Yeah. I mean, Sheena's rule was none of our friends, so she got with one of his friends. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I get that. Brock, you're pulling a Lala here. Like,
yes.
Which
I think is kind of, so that's why people kind of surmise that why Sheena's so upset about this is because she wanted to have that ammo.
She wanted a bullet in her back pocket, and her husband just fired blindly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that slash, this is when we find out that Sheena has like 50 people's locations.
Oh, I thought we already found that out.
No, this is like she had kind of mentioned it, but we didn't realize the full extent.
Oh.
That she has like 50 to 55 of her friends' locations.
Why do people share this?
I don't get it.
I just, like, we touched on this previously.
Yeah,
like, I'm a private person / afraid of potential stalkers, so, like, my, like, location shit is locked down.
Yeah.
Like, I'd share it with you if I was like, hey, I'm gonna go to this place, make sure I don't die. But then I'd unshare it. It was like,
fair.
Here's this for a situation. Okay, back into the internet void I go.
Right,
you know?
Not even. I will share, you know, when I'm going from here to 2, 3, 4 hours away. Like,
yeah.
I'll post it online.
Yeah.
Because I have a bunch of people that I kind of have to tell. So it's just easier
or,
to post it online.
And then there's, like, after hanging out with friends, hey, let me know when you get home.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, as a just, hey, I didn't die. Awesome, I'm glad you didn't die.
Exactly.
Friendship.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, like, sharing locations? Like
it's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
That's a lot.
It also kind of begged the question of, okay, Sheena, you're tracking all of these people. Why didn't you see Tom at Raquel's place? Because apparently she never had Tom's location. So, it just brings up a whole bunch of different, like, you know, why wasn't he able to be found? And I mean, he's said stuff about how Arianna could have looked at his location. So, like, Arianna had the ability to look at his location.
But maybe she doesn't look at that.
Yeah.
Because it's weird.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, trusting your partner is a good thing.
Also, yeah, yay trust, unless your partner's a sociopath.
Exactly.
Just bad luck.
Yeah, it's bad. Katie is also obviously upset about this little piece getting out.
She's like, hey, what? Who are you?
Well, and also, especially the way Sheena phrases it, she's like, we were at this club, and then I noticed that Katie and Max went left together. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe he's taking her home. Well, so I looked at his location later, and he was still at Katie's apartment. And then the next morning, he was still at Katie's apartment. So it's just Sheena admitting that what she does is she gets on her phone, and she looks at her locations. And she'll just be like, oh, let me look at where my friends are. And that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you ever just, like, somebody says something and you suddenly feel, like, observed?
Yes.
Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah. One of my friends, I'll leave her name out of it, she has kind of a nosy neighbor who, like, she went on a run midday and her neighbor, like, saw her along the way and was like, do you work at the hospital?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, no. And then she's like, oh, do you work at nights? She's like, no. She's like, oh, because I've seen you running, like, midday. And it's like, what she stumbled into is this friend of mine currently has cancer and is working from home at the moment. But she still runs and things. But
yeah.
It's like, my friend was not inclined to share this with the... And she just, like, suddenly, like... Why are you watching me? Because when she said, do you work at the hospital? My friend was like, has she seen me going in for chemotherapy?
And
like, I work what?
There. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just a very, how much has this person watched me moment?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where it's probably not that much, but they approached it real weird.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something that, like, because of me and how I was raised with an extremely paranoid mother, I go, okay, time to switch up how I do routines.
Yep. No, same. I live in fear of being stalked.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, because I remember my mom telling me when I was a child that when she, like, recently learned, like, oh, you should always, like, change up your routine and things so people don't know when you're coming and going. And I'm like, okay, but the bus comes at 7:40, so, like, what do I do?
Like, you really can't do a whole lot.
Exactly. So,
unfortunately.
Anyway.
So they're, like, all at Sir at this dinner. And Lala is like, this shit is weird. None of y'all want to be transparent, so I'm out. And she leaves. Which, like, Lala has not been honest. Lala has not been transparent. Lala has not, like, Rand was a secret for, like, 3 seasons.
Yeah. She
had so many issues of people talking about her man.
Rules for thee, not for me. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
She's one of those. Mm-hmm. They all are. This is all terrible.
Yep. So Katie has a conversation with Schwartz about Max and that situation. And Schwartz, of course, kind of deflects and then dissolves it while still trying to call Katie out. And
no spine.
Yeah.
Spine gone.
Mm-hmm.
Spine gone. Vertebrae, single vertebrae gone.
Yeah.
Chat out.
And Schwartz calls Katie a fuck up in his confessional.
She is not the fuck up, my dear.
No.
Not one bit. Oh, bless his heart.
Bitch, you thought. So, yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
They're now at a little party.
Oh, we have migrated to a party?
Yes.
It's just party to party with these people.
I believe this is... Yeah, I didn't write it down because I could not give less of a shit about it. Lala has a water sommelier party.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, water does taste different.
But she brings like, this guy who, like, a lot of YouTubers were doing videos about him when he went viral, like, a year ago.
Okay.
He brings them this, like, $1,000 bottle of water.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's dumb.
That's really dumb. I was thinking of, like, the MatPat food theory where they tried different bottled waters.
No, they're not just, sitting here with the fun different liqueurs.
Yeah, no.
He brings out this, like, $1,000 bottle of water and is like, this is the one of three in America.
Is it sold by Nestle?
I have no idea, probably.
It's a funny joke because they're water grubbing terrible people who think that water is not a fundamental right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing all humans have to have to survive.
They're also in California, which is in a drought.
Well, yeah.
So there's that.
Anyway, now that I've explained why my joke was funny,
Let's
proceed. It's very stupid. That makes me angry.
Yes. So this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana is invited. So is the worm.
Mm-hmm.
So Ariana is explaining to Brock the Anne situation about how Anne wants to go work for her, but is working for Tom.
Get her.
And how poorly Tom has been treating Anne since.
Shock of shocks. Sociopath treats someone poorly.
But, like,
he's only charming to people that he needs to get on his side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like,
act drops like that the second he doesn't. So he pays her, he doesn't feel the need to treat her like a human person.
It's so messed up. It's
correct.
Yeah.
Throw the whole man away.
But apparently what had happened is Ariana kind of interviewed Anne, and then Tom Sandoval heard all of that.
Uh-huh.
So then Ariana left, and then apparently Tom just, like, laid into Anne and yelled at her and told her to go away. And, like, she wasn't sure if she had a job with Tom still at that point. So Ariana is telling Brock all about this. And in doing so, Ariana also refers to Sandoval as the attempted dog murderer. So calls him that as he walks by. Basically what had happened is Tom let the air conditioner guy into her room,
mm-hmm.
into Ariana's room, because she's in the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana's dog, Maya, got into a takeout box that had skewers in it, in her room. And Tom closed the door with Maya in there. So Maya ate all of this food and the skewers. Ariana came back to the house, opened her door to find Maya, like, on the floor, having eaten wood and everything. And she spent something insane, like $3,000 to fix the dog, basically.
That, look, I hate the worm, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's an accident. Like,
yeah,
that's really unfortunate, mm-hmm. you know. That sucks, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry for her dog. I hope her dog is okay.
Yes.
That is an accident. Yes. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, mm-hmm. he's done a lot of shitty things on purpose. Let's hold him to those.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of agree with you. Like,
yeah. If somebody else hurts your dog by accident or on purpose, yeah, there's going to be big feelings there. Mm-hmm. But, like, try to just, like, they didn't mean to.
Tom was trying to respect her space in closing the door
uh-huh.
behind the AC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, why do you have a takeout box just laying out?
It just, you know, it's one of those things where it was just like a couple whoopsies added up
exactly.
to a big whoopsie.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, that's, I'm just going to be mad at him for the shitty things he's done deliberately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's done a lot of shit on purpose.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Plenty to hate him for already. We don't need to add.
He also accidentally, in the same week, left their back door just fully open.
Well, he is stupid.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Yeah.
So, they argue about that.
Mm-hmm.
They start arguing about the house mm-hmm. and lawyers for a while before Ariana is like, I feel threatened. I'm calling the cops. And Sandoval is like, oh, Maya's fine. Oh, I wrote it down. 6,000
in
vet bills to fix Maya.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's so expensive. I have pet insurance. It has yet to do anything helpful, much like people insurance.
Yeah. So Sandoval ends up leaving the party. Thank God. No cops are called. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit like, Jesus Christ.
Uncomfy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we have a fun little moment with Brock and Sheena, and they argue about Ariana in front of their daughter.
Awesome. Doing real well with that, guys. Mm-hmm. We love to see childhood trauma happening in real time.
In real time. Yeah. Dude, earlier in the season, Summer broke her arm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And so she got a cast.
Uh-huh.
And the nurses are like, okay, well, what color do you want to pick? And Sheena's like, yeah, what color do you want to pick? And they start giving her a bunch of options.
Yeah.
And then Sheena's like, whoa, 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 no. None of these match your wardrobe. We're going with pink.
That's sad.
Yeah. I mean, Sheena does have OCD.
Mental health is not your fault, but it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Let your daughter pick. Something bad happened to her, and it was just something to make them feel a little bit better, and you took that away.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope, you gotta get yourself under control. You're the adult here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Can you tell I had a mentally ill parent who did not handle their who did not handle their mental health?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Then we get dinner with James and Allie, with James's mother and Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay.
They basically think that Ariana needs to move out of the house.
It is not enough. That they brought Tom back after being shit. Now they want to side with him and strong arm Ariana out of her own goddamn house.
It's, yeah, so many people, like, I mean, Sheena and Lala.
How about it's none of your goddamn business?
Seriously.
Divorce attorneys figure that out.
Right. I think it's also worth saying, like, this is only 3 months after everything broke. So not even, like, a month after, the reunion.
No, the person who didn't do the shitty thing that ended the marriage gets the fucking house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't a marriage, but...
Relationship,
whatever. What is the common law?
I don't know what it is for the state of California. California does not recognize common law marriages.
Wild. I figured they would have.
What do, but... Anywho.
Gold Rush Town, you know.
It's been a long time since then.
So... James's mother also thinks that Ariana still has feelings for the worm, and that's why she's not moving out of the house. Allie is basically like, no, Ariana is attached to the house.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's not the garbage one. Mm-hmm. Why do you, who the fuck are you?
Right?
Why are you weighing in on who gets the house? Who are you?
Like, I mean, everybody and their mother has an opinion about a lot of these things.
I mean, that is kind of the premise of our show.
Correct. I mean, why? It's none of your business.
Truly.
And, like, if they had been married, she probably would have been able to keep the house in the divorce.
Yeah.
Because that's how splitting things up works.
Yep. I'm aware we're fucking no one also, we have no weight in this whatsoever.
No.
We're not on the show. We're just angry on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, screaming into the void over here what we say doesn't matter. So.
It's just.
You know.
It's wild.
Okie dokie. I guess that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Two episodes left this season, guys. Woo! And then we take a 2-month break before we're back for season 3, baby.
Yes.
So you can follow us anywhere online. We are Instagram, TikTok, Patreon, if you are feeling especially generous. It's all at Much Ado Some Shit. We're also on YouTube, in case you're audio only. You can see our faces over there.
If you'd like.
If you want to. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Special shout out to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening.
Yeah.
And we will see you all next week. Bye-bye. Bye.